Well, good morning. It is January 10th, 2022, and welcome to our daily Bible reading. Welcome to my back porch. I enjoy the cold. Today we're going to read Genesis chapter 10, Matthew chapter 10, Ezra chapter 10. We're going to finish the book of Ezra today. That's a huge accomplishment for this year. 10 days in and already finished a book of the Bible, and then Acts chapter 10. So if you have your copy of the scriptures, join me, and let's get into the word today. Genesis chapter 10 this morning, and we will begin our daily Bible reading. Now, these are the generations of, oh wait, I'm sorry. We are actually in Genesis chapter 11. I put the wrong thing. Genesis chapter 11. That threw me off a little bit. Genesis chapter 11, this morning, we'll pick up there. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said to one another, "Go to, let us make brick, and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, "Go to, let us build us a city, and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth." And the Lord came down to the city and the tower which the children of men had builded. And the Lord said, "Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech." And so the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. And therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth. And from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of the earth. And these are the generations of Shem. Shem was 100 years old and begot Arphaxad 2 years after the flood. And Shem lived after he had begat Arphaxad 500 years and begat sons and daughters. And Arphaxad lived 35 years and begat Salah. And Arphaxad lived after he begat Salah 403 years and begat sons and daughters. And Salah lived 30 years and begat Eber. Then Salah lived after he begat Eber 403 years and begat sons and daughters. And Eber lived 430 years and begat Peleg. And Eber lived after he begot Peleg 430 years and begat sons and daughters. And Peleg lived 30 years and begot Reu. And Peleg lived after he begot Reu 209 years and begot sons and daughters. And Reu lived 32 years and begot Serug. And Reu lived after he begot Serug 207 years and begot sons and daughters. And Serug lived 30 years and begot Nahor. And Serug lived after he begot Nahor 200 years and begot sons and daughters. And Nahor lived 29 years and begot Terah. And Nahor lived after he begot Terah 119 years and begot sons and daughters. And Terah lived 70 years and begot Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Now these are the generations of Terah. Terah begot Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran begot Lot. And Haran died before his father Terah in the land of his nativity in Ur of the Chaldees. Then Abram and Nahor took them wives. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife Milcah, and the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah, and the father of Ishka. But Sarai was barren, and she had no children. And Terah took Abram his son, and Lot the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarai his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife, and they went forth with them from Ur of the Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan, and they came unto Haran and dwelt there. And the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. That was Genesis chapter 11. Let's move on over to Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10 this morning. Matthew chapter 10. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Now, the names of the 12 apostles are these: the first, Simon, who is called Peter, then Andrew, his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the publican, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Lebbaeus, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon, the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as ye go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves, for the workman is worthy of his meat. And into whatsoever city or town ye shall enter, inquire who is in it, who is worthy, and there abide till ye go thence. And when ye come into a house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when ye depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents, and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues, and ye shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. And when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what ye shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents, and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee ye into another. For verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man come. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light, and what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall to the ground without your Father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. And whosoever shall therefore confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. And he that findeth life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. And he that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. And he that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily, I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. That was Matthew chapter 10. Let's move on over to Ezra chapter 10. Ezra chapter 10, the final chapter. We're going to finish the book of Ezra this morning. Now when Ezra had prayed, and when he had confessed, weeping and casting himself down before the house of God, there assembled unto him out of Israel a very great congregation of men and women and children, for the people wept very sore. And Shechaniah, the son of Jehiel, one of the sons of Elam, answered and said unto Ezra, We have trespassed against our God, and have taken strange wives of the people of the land. And yet now there is hope in Israel concerning this thing. Now therefore let us make a covenant with our God, to put away all the wives, and such as are born of them, according to the counsel of my Lord, and of those that tremble at the commandment of our God, and let it be done according to the law. Arise, for this matter belongeth unto thee, and we also will be with thee. Be of good courage, and do it. Then arose Ezra, and made the chief priests, the Levites, and all of Israel to swear that they should do according to this word. And they swore. Then Ezra rose up from before the house of God, and went into the chamber of Jonathan, the son of Eliashib. And when he came thither, he did eat no bread nor drink water, for he mourned because of the transgression of them that had been carried away. And they made proclamation throughout Judah and Jerusalem unto all the children of the captivity, that they should gather themselves together unto Jerusalem, that whosoever would not come within 3 days, according to the counsel of the princes and the elders, all his substance should be forfeited, and himself separated from the congregation of those that had been carried away. Then all the men of Judah and Benjamin gathered themselves together unto Jerusalem within 3 days, and it was the 9th month, on the 20th day of the month, and all the people sat in the street of the house of God, trembling because of this matter, and for the great rain. And Ezra the priest stood up and said unto them, Ye have transgressed, and have taken strange wives to increase the trespass of Israel. Now therefore, make confession unto the Lord God of your fathers, and do his pleasure, and separate yourselves from the people of this land, and from the strange wives. And then all the congregation answered and said with a loud voice, As thou hast said, so must we do. But the people are many, and it is a time of much rain, and we are not able to stand without, neither is this a work of 1 day or two, for we are many that have transgressed in this thing. Let now our rulers of all the congregation stand, and let all them which have taken strange wives in our cities come at appointed times, and with them the elders of every city, and the judges thereof, until the fierce wrath of our God for this matter be turned from us. Only Jonathan, the son of Ashiel, and Jehaziel, the son of Tikva, were employed about this matter, and Meshulam and Shabbatai, the Levite, helped them. And the children of the captivity did so. And Ezra the priest, with certain chief of the fathers after the house of their fathers, and all of them by their names, were separated and sat down in the 1st day of the 10th month to examine this matter. And they made an end with all the men that had taken strange wives by the 1st day of the 1st month. And among the sons of the priests there were found that had taken strange wives, namely of the sons of Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and his brothers, Mahiseah, and Eleazar, and Jerib, and Gedaliah, and they gave their hands that they would put away their wives, and being guilty, they offered a ram of the flock for their trespass. And of the sons of Immer, Hanani, and Zebediah, and of the sons of Harim, Maaseiah, and Elijah, and Shemaiah, and Jehiel, and Uzziah, and of the sons of Pashur, Elonai, and Maaseiah, and Ishmael, Nathaniel, Jozabad, and Elishai, and also of the Levites, Jozabad, and Shimei, and Keliah, the same is Keletah, and Pethiah, Judah, and Eleazar, and of the singers of Elishaib, and of the porters, Shalom, and Telob, and Uri, more of Israel, of the sons of Parosh, Ramai, Jeziah, and Malkiah, and Mikhaim, and Eleazar, and Machiijah, and Benaniah, and of the sons of Elam, Mataniah, Zechariah, and Jehiel, and Abdi, and Jeremoth, and Eliah, and of the sons of Zatu, Elanaonai, Elishib, Mataniah, and Jeremoth, and Jerizabad, and Aziza, and of the sons of Bibai, Jehohanan, and Hananiah, and Zabdi, and Athaliah, and of the sons of Bani, Methulam, Maluk, and Adoniah, Jashub, Sheel, and Ramioth, and of the sons of Pahoth, Moab, Adna, Chelom, Benaiah, Maaseiah, Mataniah, Bezaleel, and Beneu, and of Manasseh, and of the sons of Harim, Eleazar, and Ishjah, Malkiah, Shemaiah, Shimeon, Benjamin, Maluk, and Shemerariah, and of the sons of Hashum, Mataniah, Mattathiah, Zebad, Eletheath, Jeremiah, Mataniasai, and Shimei, of the sons of Bani, Mattai, Amram, and Uel, Benaniah, Bedidiah, Chelula, Vanai, Merimoth, Elishaib, Mataniah, Mataniah, and Jaseah, and Bani, and Benui, and Shemeu, and Shalameah, and Nathan, and Ananiah, Makdeabai, Shashai, and Sherai, Azriel, and Shelemiah, and Sheruamiah, Shalub, Amariah, and Joseph, of the sons of Nebu, Jeiel, Mathathiah, Zabad, Zebaniah, Jadu, and Joel, and Benaniah. All these had taken strange wives, and some of them had wives by whom they had children. That was the book of Ezra. That was Ezra chapter 10. We finished a whole book of the scriptures. Good job. Very good job. We are doing very good this year. Move on over to our last scripture reading today, Acts chapter 10 today. Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian Band, and devout men, and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming in to him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodgeth with one Simon a tanner, whose house is by the seaside, and he shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. And when the angel which spake unto Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household servants, and a devout soldier of them, that waited on him continually. And when he had declared all these things unto them, he sent them to Joppa. And on the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. And he became very hungry, and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance, and saw heaven opened, and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great sheet knit at the four corners, and let down to the earth, and wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping thing, and fowl of the air. And there came a voice to him, Rise, Peter, kill, and eat. But Peter said, Not so, Lord. For I have neither eaten anything that is common or unclean. And the voice spake unto him again the second time, What God hath cleansed, that call not thou common. And this was done thrice, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. And now Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen should mean. Behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house, and stood before the gate, and called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, were lodged there. And while Peter thought on this vision, the Spirit said unto him, Behold, three men seek thee. Arise, therefore, and get thee down, and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have seen them, and I have sent them. And then Peter went down to the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius, and said, Behold, I am he whom ye seek. What is the cause wherefore ye are come? And they said, Cornelius, the centurion, a just man, and one that feareth God, and of good rapport, among all the nations of the Jews, was warned from God by a holy angel to send for thee into this house, and to hear his words of thee. Then called he them in, and lodged them. And on the morrow Peter went away with them to Joppa, and certain brethren from Joppa accompanied them. And the morrow after they had entered at Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them, and had called together his kinsmen and near friends. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him, and fell down at his feet, and worshipped him. But Peter took him up, saying, Stand up, I myself also am a man. And as he talked with him, he went in, and found many that were come together. And he said unto them, Ye know how that it is unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or to come unto one of another nation, but God hath showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. And therefore came I unto you without gainsaying as soon as I was sent for. And I ask, therefore, for what intent ye have sent for me? And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house. And behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing, and said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa, and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon a tanner by the seaside, who, when he cometh, shall speak unto thee. And immediately therefore I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now therefore are we all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. And the word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word, I say, ye know, which was published throughout all Judea, and began from Galilee, after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are all witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day, and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people, and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and to the dead. To him give all the prophets a witness, that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. And while Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. And then answered Peter, Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. And then prayed they him to tarry certain days. Well, amen. That was our reading today for January 10th, 2022. Congratulations. You have made it through 10 days of Bible reading. 10 whole days. And you finished one whole book of Scripture. Pat yourself on the back. You know, give yourself a round of applause. It's a great accomplishment. And so we got a lot more to go. Stick with it. And Lord willing, we will continue to be blessed by God's word this year. Again, good morning, everybody. Make sure that you comment or give a reaction to this video, and you'll get credit for it. And we will do this the first 100, 200, and 365 days. And Lord willing, God will use this in our lives this year. But that said, let's close in a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for this morning. Thank you so much for this word. Lord, we thank you so much for Jesus. We thank you so much, God, that he indeed died upon the cross to pay for our sins, and that by faith in him, Lord, we can indeed have remission of those sins. We can have forgiveness of those sins, Lord, just as Peter preached. And so, Lord, bless us today. Lord, thank you so much for each person who is tuned in today. I pray, God, for your hand of blessing upon them, God, as we start our day. May this day be used for your glory. May we think upon the things that we have read today, and may we honor you, Lord, in our thoughts and our actions and our attitudes. We love you, and we commend this day to you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all. Stay in the word. Bye now.